and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russians crowded outside polling stations at midday on the last day of a presidential election, apparently heeding an opposition call to protest against President Vladimir Putin in a vote that offered them no real alternatives. Putin is poised to extend his nearly quarter century of rule after a relentless crackdown on dissent. Early returns announced after polls closed in Russia showed he had nearly 88% of the vote, with 24% of precincts counted. Ukraine early on Sunday launched a new massive wave of drone attacks on Russia as its defense ministry reported downing 35 drones, including four in the Moscow region. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Moscow's mayor Sergei Sobyanin said a drone was downed near one of the capital's airports. No casualties or damage were reported. According to Russia's defense ministry, another two drones were shot over the Kaluga region just south of the Russian capital. A drone attack on the Yaroslavl region, located about 800 kilometers from the Ukrainian border, was some of the furthest launched by Ukraine so far. More drones were said to have been downed over the Belgorod, Kursk and Rostov regions that border Ukraine and the southern Krasnodar region. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Thousands of people lined the streets of Dublin on Sunday to mark the annual St. Patrick's Day parade. According to organizers, this was the largest ever St. Patrick's Day parade, with 500,000 spectators thronging the parade route to watch 4,200 street performers, pageant companies, and marching bands hailing from Ireland and across the world. St. Patrick's Day observes the death of the patron saint of Ireland. The day's evolved into a celebration of Irish culture with parades, music, dancing, and a whole lot of green. This is VOA News.